Tonight is the eve of the feast of the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Thursday, November the 20th, in the year of our Lord, 1975. We are temporarily having the vigils on the site of the Vatican Pavilion, blessed by Pope Paul, formerly part of the New York World's Fair grounds in Flushing, Long Island.
This large round circlet of light. The sky was black, but a deep haze, a blue haze, is forming in the circle of light. Our Lady now is coming through the light. Oh, there's no way I can explain it. She's just floating out of the haze. It's almost cloud-like now in formation, this covering. It's a very brilliant light. Oh, Our Lady is very beautiful. She has on a garment, it's pure white, but there's a golden belt-like tie around her waist. Our Lady now, her feet are bare. She has no slippers on. And also she has now a wreath in her hair. Our Lady looks very tiny, very youth-like. My child, you are observing my dress in the presentation at the temple. I was very young, and I was taken to the temple by my parents to preserve my chastity and sanctity for the future. Man cannot understand the ways of the Eternal Father. Therefore, I in heaven can understand that man is not knowledgeable in the ways of a father and has set himself to desecrate my memory. They reject the fact of the power of their God in preserving my chastity in the will of a father. Must seek now the measures to take to preserve the chastity of their children in their girlhood. The world given to Satan in these latter days, my child, is filled with abominations and corruptions. Great trust now placed in them by the Eternal Father to safeguard their children's souls. The teachers in the houses of my son have failed in their duty to protect these young souls and preserve them for the Eternal Father. We cry tears of great pity for what lies ahead for our children of earth. A great chastisement shall be sent upon mankind. Have you prepared the souls of your children? Parents of Earth must make a firm effort to safeguard their children by giving stern direction if necessary and not be permissive in the rearing of their children. Do not allow of your children to rule you, but set a good example and use a firm discipline. The children are the victims of their elders, for the example of the elders is poor. The young children must be taken by their parents to the temple, to the houses of my son throughout your world. They must learn by habit a good example of cleansing of their souls by confession. The good priests of earth, those who have been dedicated and receive this consecration from my son, must take these tender souls and nurture them in their faith. Heresy, O mournful heresy, pastors, this shall not be tolerated. You must not destroy our young flowers, the children. You must nurture them with pure waters of faith. This faith must not be tainted by modernism and humanism. You have set upon the world a confusion of mind and a darkening of spirit. We find, my children, not many have gone astray. Many have given themselves to the errors of the world. Blindness of heart has set many onto the road to destruction. We have appealed to our high pastors to gather the sheep. The city of Rome shall be besieged because wars are a punishment for man's sins. We have chosen, my child, to place you elsewhere for your protection and your sanctification. Your mission will unfold in the near future. All will appear before your very eyes, my child. You must be patient. Face fear and it will disappear. I assure you, my child, you shall not be removed from your mission until the Eternal Father deems it necessary. It pleases the Eternal Father that you have sent the warning to Rome, my child. Now you must pray a constant vigilance of prayer for your shepherds. The forces of evil are gathered in the Eternal City. You will meet, my child, with much opposition of the message. Your Holy Father, Paul, suffers much. He is surrounded by
enemies. Those he can trust are few. The time grows short, my child. You must hasten to send out the message with great speed. The strength shall be given to you. Graces for cure and conversion will be given in abundance. You will read the photograph carefully, my child. For much of your message shall be given in secret. But throughout all of your earth, it is the battle of the spirit. Know that the eventual victory is with my son and his return. Peace, my children. You seek peace, but you do not look in the right places. You wander in a haze. For you have not given yourselves and your will to the Eternal Father. You reject the knowledge of my Son, for you seek to substitute a religion of man. No man is above the Eternal Father. All knowledge has been given to you. You must not seek novelty in my son's house. Many abominations sadden my heart. There is great lack of respect during the holy service, my children. My son's house, his houses throughout your earth, have become meeting places of demons. You must keep a constant vigilance of prayer, for one will come out of Egypt and cause a great catastrophe to mankind. Beware of accepting confidences of enemies of your God. Your country, my child, is in great danger, for they will place, your government leaders will place their trust in enemies, and deception upon deception shall be set upon your country. Your leaders will be forced to keep this knowledge of great importance from you. However, deception is not the work of the Eternal Father in heaven, but the agents of Satan, loose now in great abundance in your country and in the world. There are organizations, my children, in your daily lives that have been set up by Satan. They come as angels of light, infiltrating even into the sacred houses of my son, the churches. You must learn to recognize the faces of evil. The foundation of your faith and tradition had been given to you. You do not seek novelty and change. A truth cannot be changed and adjusted to suit the nature of man, but man the
must change and adjust his lifetime to bring him to the kingdom of the Eternal Father and not Satan. You must not compromise your faith, my children, by bringing in those who have separated themselves from your true church. This church was founded by my son, and he set a leader, a pope among you. Peter and his descendants shall rule. There shall not be set up a governing body of hierarchy. The ruler is your pope, Pope Paul VI, who is now very ill and kept an invalid. I have asked you, my child, to warn the three bishops of Rome that we are watching their actions. None escape the Eternal Father, and they shall receive a just judgment from him. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer, my child and my children. Many prayers are needed for your hierarchy. Many have sold their souls to get to the head. So great is the power of Satan in your world. No man can fully understand, my child, why the Father allows the world to go forward in great spiritual darkness. It is to separate the sheep from the goats. For those who have given themselves to Satan and the world shall fling themselves headlong into the abyss and hell. And those who have set themselves on the narrow road that leads straight to the eternal kingdom of the Father in heaven shall find their roads filled with crosses, thorns. They shall be cast aside and called different. They shall be abused in all manner of worldly punishments. However, know that this is the road to the kingdom of heaven. It is not an easy road, but one that is strengthened by suffering. Many martyrs, my child, shall come in the days ahead, defenders of the faith. Carry your crosses, my children. For those who will be saved shall be counted in the few. Now Our Lady is raising her the cross, the crucifix of her rosary, the beautiful large rosary, and she's pointing now out of the cross and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is smiling now, and she's looking to her left, over by the right, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is going over to our left side, her right side, and looking down with the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Continue, my children, with your prayers of atonement. Many are sorely needed. The future, your future is now. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer and work, continue in your works of mercy for your world.
get up on?
Beautiful coloring that sending out afterwards feels like waves of heat. Oh. Now, over on the left side of Our Lady's statue, there's a piercing light coming through the pink haze. Now, coming from us, he's like he's so far away, but coming towards us, I recognize Mr. Jesus. His feet are uncovered, and he has on a deep red, a burgundy colored garment over his long gown. The gown is a beige color. And it's quite windy, and now Jesus is shifting his cloak over onto his left arm, and he's holding his hand in front of him like this. Oh, and he's blessing with the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is looking over to the left. Now he's pointing over to his left side, and there's a beautiful white lamb. Oh, it's a very beautiful lamb. The lamb is standing with his neck raised high, and he's looking up, and in the sky there's a large banner forming. And next to the banner, there's a girl standing. But I know it's a girl, but she has on a very strange-looking clothing. I know now it's... Oh, who is it? Joan of Arc. Now Jesus is coming over, and he's placing his hand upward. Martyrdom for all the children of God. Now Jesus is coming, he's touching his lips with his finger. This means to listen. my child, and my children. How many words have been given to mankind by warnings from the Queen of Heaven? Warnings that have gone unheeded. The hearts of mankind have been hardened. Luxury upon luxuries have entered their lives and have starved their spirits. The warnings from heaven have been given throughout your world. The time of times and the day approaches when mankind shall be forced and separated. The sheep and the goats shall stand apart. I have given a warning in general to mankind. I have sent my voice throughout your world, summoning before me those in command of my sheep, shepherds that have gone astray, shepherds that have set themselves in the place above the eternal Father, shepherds that have scattered our flock. You have been given in time eternal the truth of your faith. You shall not change this, making a religion upon earth that is based on the fallen nature of mankind. I watch your earth. I tremor for what you are asking as a just punishment for your actions. The Father chastises those he loves. Your world will be bathed with blood. Shall you accept the blood of the Lamb? Or shall you receive the sword? The choice is yours. Each individual soul has a mission upon your earth. You will return and stand for judgment. And you will receive the kingdom of your God. Or you shall descend into hell, the abyss, the kingdom of your prince of darkness, Satan, the great deceiver of mankind. What have you gained by your actions, shepherds of darkness? You who deceive and have brought confusion into the hearts of your sheep, shall you go before the eternal Father and say that your teaching has been pure in his sight? No, I say unto you, you shall be cast aside and join those who have received a just recompense for their deception. The gates of hell are open wide. The pressures of hell force themselves upon the world. They have reached the walls of my churches. But woe to man who will sell out his faith. I say unto you, your time grows short. Turn back now from your deception. A great delusion has been set upon mankind.
so that those who have given themselves to Satan will believe these errors and go fast to their reward. You shall not compromise your faith. You shall not unite with those who seek to destroy your faith. You shall not gather the straying sheep by joining them in their errors. Heresy, oh, mourn for heresy, whatever shall become of you. I shall come soon to cleanse my temple, the churches. I shall cast out you who have given yourselves and set upon my church a stigma of fallen hierarchy. Awaken from your slumber. Recognize the faces of evil about you, my pastors. Shall you please man, or shall you follow the rule of your God? No man shall save you from judgment. No man shall give you your reward. But Satan has set on earth men who shall claim you for Satan. Any man, woman, or child of the age of reasoning who has fallen from grace shall become a consort of Satan. Gather your graces, my children. They are given to you in abundance. The enemies of your God shall take these from you if they can. They shall strip you of the manner of receiving these graces. Have you cast aside indulgences? Do you call our graces now a myth and superstition? How dare you set yourselves to join Satan? All manner of false ideologies, all manner of false deception, doers of good who are rulers of evil. Do not be blinded, my children, by the angels of light. Watch and pray much, and they shall be revealed to you in time. Evil cannot persevere and exist long. The Eternal Father shall turn this evil to good if asked. Ask and you shall receive. Believe and you will be given the way. My children, my mother has come to you as a mediatrix between God and man. 8 years have passed. Souls continue to descend into the abyss. Your children go fast into spiritual darkness. And as parents, what are you doing to save your children's souls? Are you also joining those who have lost the way? Are you giving yourself to all manners and pleasures of the flesh while your souls are starving? The spirit of truth is growing dim upon your earth. A mass hypnotism of evil abounds. Satan is loosed in all fury upon your earth. Prepare your souls and the souls of your children. I repeat,
The time is growing short. You will see murders abound upon your earth. All manner of evil, far greater than man has ever experienced. You will observe this evil and know that no man could produce such defilement. Only Satan is the master of evildoing. The adversary has many agents now upon your earth. Do not be deceived. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer that you will not be led into the darkness. The conquest of souls is promoted by those who have given themselves to humanism and modernism. They have entered my houses to desecrate the spirit. They have sent your guardian, Michael, from my house. And what have they gained? They have opened the doors for the entrance of all manner of demons. Demons now planting in human form. All manner of desecration. Pastors, with your permissiveness, I shall stand and you shall be spit as spittle into the flames. Others who persevere shall wash their robes clean in the blood of the Lamb. The world, your world, your earth, shall not come to its climax. There will not be a total destruction of mankind and your earth, but there will be a sudden cleansing by trials, great trials, trials such as man has not seen since the beginning of time. A baptism of fire shall cleanse your earth. All those who are of well spirit shall go through these days without fear, with perseverance and hope. Shall we keep from you the truth of what is to be? No, there is nothing to gain when you bury your face in the sand and refuse to accept or to even watch and pray to prevent the onslaught of Satan. The evil, my child, has entered into the eternal city. You must now keep a constant vigilance of prayer. Many shall reject the truth, for they have already committed their souls to Satan. The eternal city shall face soon, my child, a bloodbath. The world shall be bathed in fire. Many shall be taken before this great catastrophe. Do not weep for the children who are removed from your earth, for it is the merciful heart of the Father that will gather them before the baptism of fire. My children, pray a constant vigilance. There is a balance, a scale set now upon earth. And whether when the measure of iniquity far outweighs the goodness in the heart of mankind, know that the end is not far away. You will continue to send the message from heaven throughout the world, my child. You will bar your doors and follow the direction of my mother very carefully. We ask this of you to protect you. Yes. Now Jesus is placing his hand out like this, and he's making now the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is transferring his robe. He's got his cloak about his shoulders, and it must be quite heavy, and the wind is blowing. And Jesus now has placed the cloak over his left arm, and he's extending his hand out over on his right side, our left side, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, over on the left, I can see Michael. Now, Michael is coming over by Jesus, and they're floating across the sky. They don't walk. It's just like they're being carried by the air. And now Jesus is looking down over on your right side and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now he is placing his, Jesus is placing his right hand over his heart. My child, hasten to send the message from heaven throughout the world. The hour glass is running out, my child. Pray much, accept much penance for the salvation of souls. Now it's growing very dark, and Jesus is pointing over on his right side. And I see a large round globe. It's the holy city of Rome. You will pray, my child and my children, for your hierarchy. Many mitres shall fall into hell without your prayers. Satan has many agents now in the holy city. Recognize these faces of evil. Awaken from your slumber, my pastors. The light has not passed that way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we
trespass. Sea of Roses, pray for us. Mary, help of mothers, pray for us. Mary, help of mothers, pray.